Empathy enables love, parenting, and altruism. Feeling exactly what someone else feels is impossible. You can only imagine how they feel. Cognitive empathy means understanding someone's thoughts. Affective empathy is your emotional reaction to someone else's feelings. Empathy is different from compassion because you share emotions with people rather than feeling emotions for them. Empathetic people handle stress better, are more comfortable expressing their feelings, and tend to do well in business. In a world full of technology, empathy is what makes humans different from animals and machines. Does technology change how well people can understand each other? Researchers are trying to figure out if spending time on screens affects our brains and our ability to connect with others. When kids grow up with smartphones and computers, they get good at sending messages online. But sometimes those messages don't say much. More social media, less happiness. Screen time keeps going up for everyone. Kids aged 8 to 10 spend about 6 hours a day staring at screens. 11 to 14-year-olds, they're glued to screens for 9 hours daily. And most adults, they clock in a whopping 10 hours a day on digital devices. Researcher Sarah Conrath found something alarming in 2010. College students showed a whopping 40% less empathy compared to their 1979 counterparts. MIT researcher Sherry Turkle calls this empathy drop the new silent spring, referring to Rachel Carson's 1962 expose on pesticide harm. Why the empathy nosedive? Blame it on social media. On those platforms, interactions lack the subtlety, body language, and context of face-to-face chats. Instead, they're battlegrounds for insults and attacks, with little room for genuine communication. Experts debate empathy's role in tech evolution. In today's world, technology plays a huge role in our daily lives, shaping what we do and how we interact. People from different fields are now looking into how empathy fits into this digital landscape. Some say that the same technology causing problems with empathy can also help solve them. The internet connects us globally, allowing conversations to happen across borders. At first, this was exciting as experts and regular folks shared their thoughts and experiences. But there's a downside too. The internet also becomes a platform for bullying, scams, and other forms of abuse. Social media exchanges become combative when gamified. Social media changed the way we talk. Instead of aiming to understand or learn, it's like a game where everyone wants to win. People go into conversations wanting to prove their point, not to hear others out. Unlike formal debates with rules, online discussions can get hijacked by those who just want to stir things up. They try to win by getting others frustrated or angry. Even those with good intentions can forget there's a real person behind the screen, seeing them as opponents instead of fellow humans. Issues like trolling, public shaming, and doxing were already problems, but they became huge during the 2016 U.S. election. People cared more about winning than actually talking. This lack of empathy made the country even more divided. But it's not the tech's fault, it's just a tool. To fix this mess, scientists are working on programs and apps to make online chats more civil and kind. Celeste Headlee, who wrote, "We Need to Talk: How to Have Conversations That Matter," says, "Tech is not the problem, it's a tool like any other. So instead of blaming the internet, let's use it to bring people together. Conversations with People Who Hate Me." In the Conversations with People Who Hate Me podcast, Dylan Maron chats with folks who've insulted him online. They agree to chat by some rules, like being open-minded and willing to hear each other out. These talks usually end with both sides respecting each other's views, even if they still disagree. These conversations help people understand each other better, because listening to each other's stories is just part of being human. Empathy education now integrates apps, games, and VR. Schools have been teaching kindness and empathy for ages, and studies show it works. People become nicer and more sociable over time. Now, there are loads of apps and games all about empathy. But some worry about too much screen time and how companies might use our info. Video games can bring people together, but they don't give kids the same social skills as real life. Take Homes by Tinybop, for example. It helps kids learn about empathy by exploring homes worldwide without leaving their screens. VR excites empathy and evokes emotions. Virtual reality, VR, lets you dive into immersive experiences like augmented reality, AR, and cross-reality, XR. It's like stepping into another world through a special headset. With VR, you can do anything from watching 360-degree videos to interacting with 3D environments right in your room. You've probably seen AR in action through Instagram or Snapchat filters that give you animal faces. In a TED Talk, filmmaker Chris Milk talked about using immersive tech to make us more understanding. His VR film, Clouds Over Sidra, put people right into a Syrian refugee camp. He believed VR could be an empathy machine, helping us see life from others' perspectives. Inspired by this idea, others have created VR experiences to help us understand the lives of refugees and others facing tough situations. One example is a VR movie by Planned Parenthood called Across the Line. It shows what it's like for people going to health centers while facing harassment from protesters. In the VR world, you hear real shouts like, "You're a whore," and "Maybe your parents should have aborted you." These experiences might not change everyone's minds, but they can help us see things from a more empathetic point of view. Empathy and action through virtual reality. In 2018, a study discovered that virtual reality, VR, could amp up empathy and motivate people to take political or social action. But here's the catch. How much people felt from VR depended on their connection to the subject or their tendency to empathize. Social scientist Courtney Cogburn decided to shake things up. She used VR to nudge folks away from just posting hashtags and towards real deeds. Her VR creation, 1000 Cut Journey, gave white liberals a taste of life as a young African-American male. This experience aimed to make them grasp the contrasts in their lives. It's tough to measure how VR directly pushes action, but one thing's for sure, VR works like a charm in stirring empathy and forging bonds. VR enhances news storytelling. Journalists are trying out virtual reality, VR, to tell stories in a new way called immersive journalism. Nani de la Peña, known as the godmother of virtual reality, made some powerful pieces, like Hunger in LA and Project Syria. These put viewers right into the scene, like waiting at a food bank or witnessing an attack in Aleppo. People liked these stories, but some journalists worry. They think manipulating sound and pictures for VR stories could be a problem, especially now when trust in the media is low due to fake news. But VR is sticking around as a way to make content. Editors and producers always have a say in what news gets shown. People know that news stories are edited, and things are added or left out. A study from Google News Lab in 2017 showed that even if people forget the details, they still remember how VR experiences made them feel. Good journalists can use VR carefully to get people interested without trying to control their emotions or thoughts. With empathy valued at work, training rises. Movements like hashtag Time's Up and hashtag Me Too shine a light on a big problem: sexual harassment at work. This can range from unwanted touching to assault. Even though harassment isn't new, these movements have sparked a lot of people to speak out. Some companies already have a ton of training on diversity and inclusion. But now, some folks think that empathy training might work better. Empathy is a skill many want in the workplace. About 20% of companies train their leaders in empathy, and it's something they look for when hiring. Companies like Translator are using tech to help people understand what it's like for women, gender non-conforming folks, people with disabilities, and people of color. There isn't a ton of research yet on how well empathy training works, but early studies from Paradigm and Google show it could make a difference. Quality medical care requires empathy and compassion. Medical professionals sometimes have to shut off their feelings to get through tough situations. A survey found that empathy drops sharply among medical students in their third year and stays low until they graduate. But those who hold on to their compassion give better care. Technology is stepping in to tackle this empathy issue. Medical students already use VR and simulations for training. Now, they're trying out tele-empathy programs like SimPulse, which lets them experience what patients feel, like the tremors of someone with Parkinson's. There are also plans for wearable tech that can transmit other symptoms. Rita Addison made a VR experience called Detour, Brain Deconstruction Area Ahead, which shows what it's like to live with a traumatic brain injury. VR can also help distract patients during treatments. For instance, dental patients can wear VR headsets to virtually escape to beaches or mountains. And kids love SmileyScope, a VR headset that takes them underwater while they're getting medical procedures done. Companies like Google are even working on AI and VR software to help kids with autism learn social skills. Future AI developers aim for empathetic, inclusive technology, learning from past mistakes. With parents spending more time on digital gadgets, kids aren't getting enough real-life examples of empathy and social skills. Vivian Ming's app, Muse, steps in to help. It suggests activities for parents to boost their kids' social and thinking abilities. There are also technologies designed to understand and show empathy, like Ellie, an avatar that helps veterans deal with stress. In 2018, news broke that the consulting firm Cambridge Analytica misused data from millions of Facebook users to promote Donald Trump and Brexit. Other horror stories of abuse and exploitation of user personal data also emerged. Gawain Morrison of the empathetic tech company Sensum believes these revelations were necessary to spark change and regulation. Hopefully, future developers will avoid the mistakes of the creators of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The lack of women, minorities, people with disabilities, or members of the LGBTQ+ community in the creation process may have led to AI programs that reflect the biases of their mostly white male Silicon Valley tech developers. Today's developers are working to make the next wave of AI and technology innovation more empathetic and inclusive. Key points. 1. Tech impacts empathy, declining due to social media, but VR offers understanding. 2. Work and medical training prioritize empathy, using VR and AI for better care. 3. VR journalism raises ethics concerns, but offers powerful storytelling. 4. The podcast promotes empathy via respectful dialogue with adversaries. 5. Inclusive tech aims to learn from past mistakes and foster understanding. 6. Empathy apps and games teach kindness, though screen time worries persist. 7. VR experiences offer empathy insight, from medical conditions to social skills.